Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wake Up with Hope. December 5th, and we are starting a brand new week. And I love the number five. The number five links with grace. And we need daily grace. And God gives us fresh mercies and fresh grace every day. So let's begin this day with expectation and go throughout this day with expectation that God is going to strengthen us and he is going to do mighty things in our lives. As we begin a brand new week, let's have this expectation and knowing that the Lord will fulfill the promises that he has spoken to us. This morning on Wake Up with Hope, I want to talk to you about patience. The Christian journey most emphasize faith, and we have to have faith. I mean, we come to the Lord by faith. We receive him by faith. We believe by faith. And most people emphasize faith on a daily basis. But we also need the other side of faith, which is patience, which brings us into the balance. We have to have faith coupled with patience as God has to work out our salvation in us. You see, the Bible says to work out your salvation. God is working that out in us. And working something out will take patience. We come to the Lord and we have faith, right? But the working out process, well, it takes patience. Hebrews 10:35 declares, "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward." What are the three words that I've been sharing with you that are representative of this new year we're coming into? Recompense, restitution, and reward. So Hebrews 10 is telling us, don't cast away your confidence or your faith or your strength or your patience, which has great recompense of reward. So right here we read that we've got to have confidence and that faith, right? Because confidence is faith. It's knowing. This is the confidence we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So confidence is really embedded in faith. And confidence or faith produces patience. Because we have to look to what we are confident about and wait for it to come to pass. So I want to read it again, Hebrews 10:35. Do not cast away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. So you've got to have the confidence. But then look at verse 36. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of the Father, you will receive the promise. Wow. So first we have to have faith, and that faith has to be connected to patience because it's going to bring us to the reward. You have need of patience, that after you've done the will of the Father, you'll receive the promise or the reward. So what are we having faith for? We're having faith to believe for a promise that God has given us. You know, years ago, the Lord impressed upon my heart so many things that would take place in this ministry, and just dreams, visions, impressions through the word. And some I have seen come to pass, others I'm still waiting on. And everything that began for me began by faith. I had to have faith against all the odds to step out and preach with no following. No one knew who I was. I wasn't seasoned. I didn't know really what I was doing. And God said, put up a tent, have your first service. It took a lot of faith and patience. I would believe, but I had to have the patience that it would happen. I didn't just put up a tent in one day. It was over a year that I had to be patient and continue to trust for the timing. Everything that we go through in life is timing. You know, the promises of God are yea and amen. They will come to pass. But the test is on us to have the patience for them to come to pass. A lot of times we give up because it just didn't happen in our time. I was sharing with you last Friday on the message as we looked at the birth of John the Baptist and what happened with Zechariah and how Elizabeth was past childbearing age. And they had believed, but it didn't happen. And they had patience, but then it seemed like it wouldn't happen because now she was well past childbearing age, most likely in her 60s. But you see, you have to have patience. And Zechariah waited and waited and waited, did not know that God was going to bring the answer to that prayer in a time when it seemed impossible. So we cannot give up waiting on the Lord and having that patience. We're believing, but we haven't seen it yet. But we have to have the patience that God's word will come to pass. Think about Abraham. He leaves everything he knows that is home and he follows God. He's promised a son, Sarah's promised a son, way past childbearing age. And he has to wait 25 years. For Isaac. 25 years. After her womb would be dead. That's the patience that God tests us in, because sometimes we expect everything instantly, and when it doesn't happen, we get discouraged and then we move on. But patience is waiting on God. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. What is waiting on the Lord? It's having patience. Sometimes you think, Lord, is my whole life just waiting on you? How much patience is it going to take to see this thing come to pass? Well, that's not about, when it comes to pass, isn't about us. It's about God. Him fulfilling the promise we're having faith for. And our job is to have patience and trust that it will happen. Hebrews 5:12. Be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience, note that, inherit the promises. How do we inherit the promises? Not just through faith and patience. Faith and patience. I want to instill that in you today. Faith and patience. A lot of times people have faith and then things don't pan out the way they think it should in their timing, and then we get frustrated and we get upset with God and we don't understand and we give up. But we have to see that both are working together to bring you into that dimension of being a true overcomer. You've got to overcome doubt, overcome fear, overcome those negative thoughts, and you have to have patience to believe. Look at Joseph. He had all these dreams. Then everything went the opposite direction. He's not even at home anymore. Now he's in a foreign land. He's separated from his father, separated from his family. And it's going from bad to worse. You talk about thinking that a dream and a promise has died. 13 years he had to wait. He was 17 when he left, and he was 30 when he got to the throne. 13 years to see that dream start to come into the fruition, to see the dream start to make sense to him. Now, nobody wants to wait 13 years, and certainly not 25. But whatever the time period is, it's in the hands of the Lord. And we have to trust him and be patient. You know, today we are programmed to be impatient. We are programmed. That is why you have to have a phone with 5G. It's faster. It's better. Long gone are the days that you have to sit and look at your computer and wait on the connection. Remember those days? You have to just sit there and wait. Everything is quick. Everything is fast. And it's getting faster. And people are getting more impatient because they want it now. But God's ways don't change. We don't demand of God. We wait on God. God is working out his will and his purpose through your waiting period. Do you think that David was a king in one day? Do you think that he was strong and bold enough to take down the giant Goliath just because he tended sheep for one day or one month or one year? It took time. He had to be patient. When Samuel came and anointed him, he was 17 years old. He wasn't the king at 17 or 18 or 19 or 20 or 21. He had to wait. And he had to be patient. God will give you a promise, but God will also put you to the test to see if you can pass the patience test. He deals with us by testing our faith, but also by testing our patience. And if you look through the lives, I mean, really, read it for yourself. Look through, review the lives of the men and women in the Bible, and you will see the thread of patience, not just faith. They had to wait on the Lord. They had to trust the Lord. Hebrews 12:1, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which easily besets us, and let us run with patience. Wow. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We want to run, and we want this race over fast, and we want the promise at the finish line quickly. But that's not the way it happens with God. For most of the times, it's a marathon. It's not a short run. And you have to run, and you have to be patient, and know that God is going to bring about his promises. And how does patience work in you? Isn't that a good question? How does God develop patience in people? Well, The answer is found in Romans 5. You ready for this one? Okay, let's look at Romans 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, we're justified by faith. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, not this, but we glory in tribulations. Verse 3, and you should underline this, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Oh, that one's a tough one for all of us. Oh, Lord, do I really have to go through this? I want patience, but do I have to deal with the tribulation? Yeah, you do. Because you don't produce patience until you go through tribulation, trials, hard times, difficulties, oppositions. The word of the Lord will be tried, tested. Your faith will be tried, tested. The promise, tested. Your patience, tested by tribulation. Have you ever wondered why God puts us or allows us to go through these times of tribulation? Could he just make everything easy? How wonderful would life be if it was always sunshine and roses without thorns? How about that? How wonderful it would be if everything, as the old song says, everything is going my way. Well, if it was like that, you wouldn't develop muscles. You wouldn't develop strength. You wouldn't know how much fight was in you. You wouldn't know what you're really made of. But when you get opposition and you get tribulation and your faith is tested, then you know what you're made of. And God wants you to see what you're made of. Because we can say we have faith and God bless you in church. But when the trial comes, what's coming out of your mouth then? How do you handle it then? My dad was a man of patience. Wow. That was really a character trait in Dad that was deeply rooted. In fact, I don't know how anybody could have the patience of Job, but he did. We would be in traffic, and Dad is just sitting there, not moved, while I'm trying to find a shortcut. My patience isn't really good in traffic. We were running late to catch a flight. Dad isn't moved. Sharon's driving 90 miles an hour trying to get to the airport. He just wasn't moved. He just had patience in everything he went through. Even to the end of his days, patience. I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm trusting the Lord. I'm believing. I'm holding fast to his promises. Every one of us, in some area of our life, we deal with impatience. And God wants us to know that we've got to come to the place of resting in him and having the patience when we're going through things we don't like, and believing by faith and waiting by patience that God's word is going to happen and we will not be moved. Like Abraham, you know, he was waiting, but Sarah talks with him and says, well, you know, maybe we need to help God out a bit. And know what happens when you try to help God? You'll birth an Ishmael. And Ishmael is what you produce in the flesh. Isaac is what is produced in the spirit. Because Isaac is the promise the promise is what God says. Ishmael is what you say. So we can produce something that we're waiting on by the flesh, or we can wait on God and let it happen by the Spirit. That is what patience will produce. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. What else? Patience. So patience is a fruit of what? The Spirit, meaning if you don't live a life in the Spirit, you can't produce patience. So in your own strength, you may be standing in a line and you may have a little bit of patience, but then all of a sudden you're going to be impatient the longer you stand there. But when you have patience by the Spirit, things are different. When you're going through a trial, you want God to answer that prayer now. You're believing in it. You expect it now because you're in the flesh. But then when you get in the Spirit, all of a sudden you see things differently and you begin to wait on the Lord and trust His timing. And remember, the test is on you. We always think the test is about the person or the situation or the circumstance. The test is on you. Years ago, Steve Hill, a very anointed evangelist who was used mightily in the Pensacola Revival, he started a church here in Dallas, Texas, when that revival concluded. And it was in the early 2000s, maybe about 2003, around there, 2004. And we attended that church, and Steve Hill and I became very good friends. He was just a wonderful man of God, and we would sit in his office, and we would talk for hours about the power of God, the presence of God. And he really inspired me. He had fire. He had passion. And I would watch him minister the word with fire and passion. But he also had patience to wait and see what the Lord would do. And we would talk about that often. Your faith and your patience, hand in hand, and how important that was. You know, he shared the story once as we were talking about his mother and his upbringing. And he said, you know, I was a heathen on drugs. And I was always stoned and trying a new drug and just very, very rebellious. And he said, you know, I'd be partying all night. I'd be out with my friends getting into trouble. And I'd come home early in the morning. And when I would come home, I had to walk by my mother's bedroom to get to my room. And I'd see her door cracked open and my mom on her knees praying. His mother prayed for years. And he said he would come home just, you know, high on drugs, and he'd see his mom praying. All those years that he was hooked on drugs, all those years he was rebellious, all those years, his mother was praying, and she didn't see him change in one day or one month or one year, but she never stopped praying. And her patience, waiting on the Lord, imagine the anxiety and the feeling of knowing your son's out there. He may not come home. He's on drugs. He's getting into trouble. He goes to jail. He's in and out. All these problems. But yet she had to be patient in all that he went through and believe a promise. So what was the test there? Was the test on him? No, it wasn't. The test was not on him. The test was on her. Could she press through her fear? Could she press through the anxiety? Could she press through the worry and the wondering and the brokenheartedness, how she felt knowing that her son was so far away from God, so out of control, hooked on drugs and alcohol, an addict? She had to have patience coupled with her faith. That is why when he came home, he would find her praying. She had to believe, but she had to exercise patience. And you know what? God answered her prayers in due time. And he had a miraculous conversion. And God delivered him, and he never went back. And he was used as a mighty evangelist to win multitudes of souls. Who could see an evangelist from a drug addict? How can anyone see a man who would preach on righteousness and holiness when he was living the most impure and unholy life? Who would believe that someone who was basically like a hippie, a vagabond, lived on the streets, come and go, no hope, no life except for the world. How could anyone even believe that that person could change? Her faith and her patience. That is why his life changed. So I want to encourage you today. Maybe you've been waiting a long time for prayer to be answered. Maybe you're holding on, but maybe just by a thread because you're so weary and tired of seeing things not change. You have no idea how close you are to the fulfillment of that promise and the fruition of it. So have faith, but be patient and trust and know that God will bring to pass his word. He cannot lie. It will not return void. And what he has spoken to you, if it's a true word from God, it will happen in due time. Be patient and wait and worship and trust in the time that you don't see. Just worship and trust. I will wait upon the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. It's a test of your patience. Now, as we're closing out this morning, James 5, 7 through 12. Behold, the husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Let me read that in the Amplified. So wait patiently, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits expectantly, that's with faith, for the precious harvest from the land, being patient about it. Note that. Until he receives the early and the late rain. You too be patient. Strengthen your heart. Keep your heart energized and firmly committed to God, because the coming of the Lord is near. So right here we see the farmer has to wait for the harvest to be what? Made manifested. That farmer is going to put seed in the ground, but do you think the seed produces in one day? It takes patience to see the fruit. It takes patience to see the harvest. It takes patience waiting that God will bring the rains that are necessary to grow the crop, to get the fruit. And so it's a test of faith and patience. Look, doesn't the Lord have patience with you? When you were born again, did you become a strong Christian, or are you one today just because you got saved? No. Are you mature right now? Most of us are not at our level of maturity yet. Have you conquered every fear, every trial, every tribulation? Do you really, really make the ranks of a true overcoming Christian? No, you don't make those ranks just because you follow God for 1 year, 5, 10, 20, or even 50. It all depends on your level of faith and patience. And you know what's happening as you're maturing, because some mature faster, others mature at a slower pace. God has to have patience to wait on you to mature. Just like you have to have patience to wait on God for the promise, God's got to have patience to wait on you to grow up, to conquer that fear, to conquer that problem, to conquer that trial, that tribulation, to get past that flesh nature, that thing dies, that you become a true spirit-filled, mature saint of God that can battle any trial and know you're going to overcome and conquer it. People don't just come into that position because you've gone to church all your life. It's a walk of testing you in your faith and patience. So today, I want to encourage you, because I know a lot of people are weary and I know a lot of people are tired. Listen, I get the same way. I get tired of waiting. Lord, when is this going to happen, and how long, and what are you looking for in me, and what do I need to do now? Maybe all we need to do is just continue to wait and trust and believe and know that the master of time will bring it to pass in his time. The master of time and eternity. Because, you know, God doesn't live in time. We do. So he's got to bring things in a season of time for us. But we have to be ready. And we have to trust. And not just have the faith, but have the patience to wait for the promise to be fulfilled. And I truly believe that as we're in this year of Jubilee, this is where we will see the promise fulfilled. Because for the majority of people listening to me live and on the replay, you have been waiting a long time. But don't grow weary. Continue to press. The promise is closer than you think. Blessed be his name. Have a wonderful day, everybody. And I want you to know that our brand new scripture reading CD is now available. You can go online at SharonBoland.com and get a copy for you, friend, family member. And the way that I recorded the CD and produced it, I did not just recite healing scripture after healing scripture and just load it with 20 or 30 of them. I believe I only selected about 9. And as we were in the studio recording, I just felt led of the Holy Spirit to do it a little differently this time. So we have the music, and it's beautiful. And then I will come in with the scripture of healing. And then you'll have another music set for 3-4 minutes, and then I'll come in with another scripture of healing. So it's spaced out throughout the scripture reading CD, but I wanted you to experience the atmosphere of the music and the word. So when you hear it, instead of you hearing it, you're going to the second verse, you're hearing it and you have time to meditate on what I just said. And then we go into the second verse of healing. And then you listen to it, and then you hear the music, and you meditate on what you just heard. It's a wonderful way to memorize because you've got plenty of time between each scripture to think about it. And I've done that intentionally so you can meditate. What we're doing today is we're hearing things, information. The news is coming at us in every direction. People are talking to us. We're hearing so many things, but we're not retaining what we're hearing. This way, I slow it down. And as we slow it down, you can remember it now. You can think about it. And when I declare the promises, I am the Lord that healeth thee, then you can say, Lord, I thank you. You are the Lord that heals me. Behold, I will bring you health and cure you, and reveal unto you an abundance of peace and truth. Okay, I've got a few minutes to think about what she just said. Oh, Lord, I'm going to go back to that verse again. So it helps you retain. I would rather give you a CD with only 8, 9, 10 scriptures and have you memorize it than give you 30 and you've already forgotten it. This is a great way to create the atmosphere of worship and healing and have that in your thoughts and give you time to meditate. So that's what we're doing. Also, I want to make this quick announcement. I've shared this with you years ago. I've shared this with you months ago. Let me rephrase that, about something that happened in my life years ago. When Grace was going through a difficult time in middle school with fear and all these things that were happening, and I wrote scripture verses on sticky notes, and I posted them all throughout the house, and she had to speak them out loud every time she saw them. And in a matter of weeks, I mean, she was completely set free, completely. Well, I have had that on my heart to help people with for years. And I would tell people, write down this, you know, stick it on the wall. Most people won't do it. So what I did is I actually did it for you. So we just produced our very first set. It's called Stuck on the Word. Don't y'all love that name? Stuck on the Word. And we should have it here in stock this week. I'm so excited. Brand new. And it's 25 scriptures of healing and promises that you will post all over your house. And every time you see it, you have to speak it out loud. That's how we've created it. And they're really beautifully designed, and I think you're going to love it. And what a great gift for Christmas. They're only $19.95. I mean, anybody can come up with $20. $20. But look at what the impact will be. Listen, $20 is nothing for my child to be delivered from the Word of God and putting it on the wall on sticky notes. So we created this to bless people and to strengthen. And I really believe you all should take advantage of this and give them as gifts over the holiday season. What a great stocking stuffer. What a great gift. Maybe you give somebody a journal and give them the sticky notes. No, are you giving them, you know, a book, a Christian book, and add this to your gift? It will make a fantastic gift, and what an impact. And when you receive them, you will receive instructions. So whoever you're giving as a gift, we've written out the instructions, and we've told people what to do so that they can get these verses in their mind and in their heart. And what a phenomenal way to impact your children. Those of you that have children and grandchildren, you need to sit down and tell them, here's how we're going to do it. Make it like a game for these kids. So every time you see it, you got to put your cell phone down and you have to say it out loud. And you keep those posted notes all over the house and you keep it there. You see your kids or grandkids after a month, they should be able to quote some scriptures to you and have it by memory. And the more we speak the word, the more we are changed by the word. The Bible says the word of the Lord is not even in thy mouth. And I'm excited about this because this is going to change everything. In addition to that, I want you to know that yesterday we filmed our first commercial for the Let's Pray campaign. And you can go to the website, SharonBullen.com, find out all about that. We are believing this commercial will reach millions of people, but we want to get at least 1 million and teach them how to pray. It's a huge undertaking, and we're targeting this commercial to air in January. We're also going to film a second one with my daughter, Grace, so she can talk to her generation about the importance of 60 seconds of prayer and really how we can change our lives, our generation, our nation, our cities, all of this. So it's going to be awesome. You're going to love it. But we have to raise the money for these commercials. And so, again, if you go to the Let's Pray campaign at SharonBullen.com, I'm asking everybody to give, whether it be large or small. But if everyone does their part, we can raise the finances to get the job done. And this is all going for the kingdom of God. That's what we're doing this for, to bring in souls, but also to raise up an army of prayer warriors that will completely change their cities, their states, and this nation. So we have a lot going on, but it's all exciting, and I'm looking forward to what God is going to do. And we've been waiting for a long time with patience to see things, you know, come to this place, but I know that the timing is now. The Lord bless each and every one of you. If you need us, if you have a prayer request, be sure to email at contact@SharonBullen.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll see you again on Wednesday.